somebody that lives up around Latham, he was talking about. But he'll find somebody that knows whether it's a single or a double one.
That's right. Hmm. That scuttle you were talking about, was that thing shaped so it was kind of tapered or had some kind of lip on it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I lived in Mobile for a while in the early 40s, and we used cones, and we had one of those.
Now, I mentioned the stove a minute ago. You know that thing that runs from the back of the stove to the chimney? You would call that just a...
It's a pipe.
Stove pipe.
Is there any particular term for the part of the chimney that it runs into?
Yeah, but the stove, you call that a flue.
Is that the inside part?
Yeah, it's the pipe part that the pipe goes into, and the flue is the brick part that goes on up
through the attic of the house. Through the house.
But when it gets outside, then you call that the...
That's still the flue.
That's still the flue.
If it's got a stove hitched to it, but if it's got a fireplace, you call it a chimney.
I see. We were talking about things and tubes and things like that. This thing that you would use maybe for hauling, a lot of dirt or cement, you know, thing with 2 pounds you pick up on it, it's got a wheel right down front.
Yeah, a wheelbarrow.
Ever heard people call that by any other name?
No, I don't believe so. Have you?
Ever heard it called a Georgia buggy?
Mm-hmm.
Ever heard it called it?
Called a Georgia buggy.
Georgia buggy.
See, this was Alabama.
It's
no, I never did hear it called that.
Or say if a farmer had an axe and he wanted to put an edge on something, you know, if we turn around, he could hold it against it, would sharpen it.
Yeah, that's a grindstone, isn't it?
Were those things, how were they pedal operated, or did somebody
some
have
to turn was, them? Some of them was. Some of them just
had a seat
on and a pedal. Mm-hmm. Sit right there.
Oh,
yeah, but I've seen some that just somebody had to turn the wheel
while you shot. If you were in the business or had much to sharpen, you'd have to do like he did. But if you just going to sharpen one once in a while, you could get somebody to crank it for you, you know, things like that.
Did you have a smaller one that you could hold in your hand and put a finer edge on, maybe a knife or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
That's a wet rod.
That's not a grindstone, but a wet rod.
That's what we call it.
We just call it wet rock.
And this vehicle that I drove up in, you would just call that a
car or an automobile?
What would be the more common term, do you think, around here?
Car, I reckon. That's easier to say. Don't take me in much energy.
An automobile.
Come on down to the bicycle.
What's that?
Come on down to the bicycle.
What you want
to
tell me about that?
Used to call it a wheel.
Oh, yeah.
In our day.
My grandmother still does.
Uh-huh.
Call it a wheel.
My brother would tell his boy, jump on your wheel and go down the road and do so-and-so. And Bob would say, I don't know what daddy. We just laugh at daddy calling him.